Blog Talk Radio.
When you speak in tongues, the devil is confused. Hey, oh, there is healing everywhere. God manifesting in here. I can see healing everywhere. Is the Holy Ghost mighty in this place? When we worship,
when we
Jesus
worship,
takes control.
When we worship,
when we
worship,
power everywhere. Hey. When we speak in tongues, the devil is confused. Comes the heart to dry, deliverance everywhere. Oh, oh, yeah. There is a melody in my heart. It's all because of you, Lord. I say in my love, we thank you. All things working for me today, it's all because of you. Thank you for your grace. In me now, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For the air I breathe, I say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever so believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. The cross, Lord, thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came, gave amazing grace. Thank you for the love.
Father, thank you so much for life of another day, for each is a gift from you, Father God. May we never take one day for granted. And as we get ready to start a journey on a new week, Father, we ask, Father, that you guide our steps, for your word teaches that you guide the steps of the righteous. You've already walked before us, Father, and you know what lies ahead. Father, we ask that you guard our hearts and our minds, dear God. May the words that we speak this week be words that bring life and that are lifting, dear God. May we be an example of Christ to everyone we meet. May we share the gift of the cross, dear God, for so many are lost in the darkness and need to be brought into the light that they can receive salvation, Father. Father God, empty us out of things that are not pleasing unto you, Father. Mold us daily into what you'd have us to be. Help us to let go of self, dear God, and to focus on you, Father, for it's all about your glory, not ours, Father. Help us, dear God, to be perfect examples of what you'd have us to be, Father. Use us in a mighty way, dear God. Let there be a revival spirit that's brought forth from every corner of every nation, Father. May we look past, dear God, the color of skin, dear God. May we love people with Christ-like love, looking upon their heart like you do, Father. Father God, fill our heart with love and compassion for our fellow man. If we see one in need, dear God, may we be cheerful givers, dear God. May we just walk daily in your perfect way and your will. May our life testify to you, dear God, for we were created in your image. When people look upon us, they should see you, Father. Father God, we pray, dear God, for addictions, dear God, that people be set free, dear God, for you're the power and the source for this, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, for broken homes, dear God, for you are the restorer, dear God. Father God, we pray for healing, for we know that you're the great physician, dear God, and there's none greater than you, and that nothing is impossible with you. Your word tells us with just the faith of a mustard seed, dear God, you can move mountains. We look around, dear God, at your creation, and it testifies to your greatness and your power. Help us to learn to tap into that power, Father God. For we have a Father that is a king, a ruler. We are, oh, Father, we are just so blessed to have you as our Father. May we never cease to exalt you. May we never cease to honor you daily. May there be a song of praise upon our lips, Father. Just use us, dear God. We surrender our lives unto you, dear God. We want you to take us forth that we can share the gospel. We know you equip us with all that we need, Father. We just give our lives unto you, dear God, and ask, dear God, that you protect us in this week, dear God, and that you just be with us and encourage us. And we know in our weakness, your strength will make us perfect, God. We exalt you, we honor you, and we ask these things in your Son's name and in your perfect will. Amen. Hallelujah, Father. We exalt you. You are so worthy of praise. We thank you for every blessing in our life, for all you've done, you're doing, and you will do. Hallelujah.
The heritage of the righteous and the calamity of the wicked. Psalm 37. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait in the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more.
but the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just, and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees him that the day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their vow shall be broken. A little that is a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forevermore. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the metal, shall vanish into smoke. They shall vanish away. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. For those blessed by him shall inherit the earth, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves justice, and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace. But the transgressor shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. Oh, hallelujah! His word speaks to us. His word directs us. Oh, there's such power when we read the word. I encourage you to read out loud, get in your word daily. Let it grow within your heart, that it may spring forth and bring life, and that you could be found ready in all due season. We need to be voices going out because the end times are at hand. We need to have a hunger to stand up and go forth into the nations. We need to be mighty warriors for the Lord. Only when we find true peace in God do we find true rest. For we know without a doubt he's our source in all things. He's our healer, our comforter. In our weakness, he is our strength. I just encourage you. I have such a love and peace. I rest in him daily. I have no doubt that there's nothing impossible with my Father, and I want to share his goodness and power with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christian artist and evangelist Montel Fields. And I've really got a hunger and a desire this year to get out there in 2014 and be a voice for God. I've been praying that he grows my talents, that they may be used to glorify him. There's so many that's lost and need to be brought into the light. And I'm just praying God takes me out there. I'm ready to go forth and be a voice in the nations. This morning he woke me up and started ministering to me in my spirit about fear. And he brought a word to me this morning. And the title of the word is, Don't Let Your Fear Be Your Halter, Bring It to the Altar. That's really powerful to me because fear can be a haltering thing in our life. And the only way we can overcome it is truly through the power and the strength of God and finding complete rest in Him. I always like to start my word off with prayer. So please bow your head and come with me in prayer, and let's seek our Father's will and let His anointing be on this word. Gracious and Heavenly Father, thank you so much first for this day, for each is a gift from you. May we never take one day for granted, and may we use our days in wisdom and grow in you daily and just feed off of your word, Lord. Let that be the bread of our life. Father, I thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to bring forth word, dear God. And I pray that it ministers into hearts, dear God, that the seed gets planted and it grows and it comes forth and springs out fountains of living water. Help me to be a voice that goes out into the nations and that reaches people, dear God. I so want to be a tool used, dear God, to help bring people into salvation. And I just pray that you help me to be a light that shines into the darkness that leads them to you, Father God. Lord, just lead me in giving this word. Let your anointing be upon it. Be my voice. Even teach me, dear God, as I bring forth the word, because we learn and grow every day. I thank you so much for every blessing in my life, for all you brought me through in the past year, and my trials I learned, Father God. And I know, dear God, what fear can do in a life. It used to be a haltering problem with me, Lord, but I took it to the altar, and I have complete faith and rest in you, Lord. And I want to teach others about that. So help me, dear God, and guide me in this word. And may all I do glorify you. And in all things, I give you honor, glory, and praise, for it's about your glory and not mine, Father. I thank you so much for all you do in my life. Thank you for your Son's sacrifice and making a way for sinners like us. In your Son's precious name and in your perfect will I pray. Amen. So many people are bound because of fear. What is fear? What fear means to you, it may not mean to another. Some may have fear that leaves them constantly believing that something bad is going to happen. They're always looking out, expecting something terrible to happen, believing for the worst. It can be so bad, sometimes it binds them to their homes. Others have the fear of failure. They believe that they are not good enough. The enemy whispers lies in their ear, telling them they're not worthy. God wouldn't use you for that. God won't bring you through that. That's a really powerful fear, and it can really keep you from moving in the will of God and not getting to where He wants you to be in life, or can hinder you from your blessings. Fear is a powerful tool of the enemy. The word fear is mentioned in the Bible around 400 times, so that shows you the significance of fear. Let's define the word fear. Fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain, or a threat. We can associate words like terror, fright, horror, alarm, panic, agitation, dread, dismay, distress, anxiety, worry, unease. Fear is a powerful thing, and until we truly find rest and peace with God as our foundation, we will continue to be bound, and we will not be free until we get to the altar and let that fear not no longer be a halter. Let's look to God's word and see what He teaches us about fear. In 2 Timothy, His word tells us, God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. When we get a hold of that scripture, we can see God has not installed fear in us, but has given us the power and the love of a sound mind. And I really want to point out the sound mind. Even in my own experience, I know when I have had fear, He has caused my mind to be untroubled. For me not to have rest, it wasn't until I gave it to God and left it there that I found peace and rest. Fear became my halter until I took it to the altar. In John 4:18, He tells us, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. The perfect love here that He speaks of is of God. There is no love like His love. He loved us so much, He sent His Son, Jesus, to die for us. The love we find in Him strengthens us and teaches us how to cast out fear. And if we have ongoing fear, we are not in the grace of His perfect will. I go back to that word torment. I know so many times that when I begin to dwell on things and have fear, and I started to question and not be in God's will, and I tried to lean on my own understanding, I wasn't able to rest. I did have torment. And that's a terrible torment, and so many are bound in that torment. The enemy uses that torment to keep people out of the will of God, to bring oppression, depression, to keep them from having the full joy of God. And I am so thankful that His Word teaches us, that He gives us what we need to overcome the fear. We are to place all of our trust in God and lean not on our own understanding. In chapter 3 of Proverbs, His Word teaches us to lean not on our own understanding and to trust in the Lord with all our heart. That is where so many falter. They bring things to Him, but do not trust in Him. They try to figure things out on their own understanding. This causes dismay and unrest and keeps us in worry, which are words that are associated with the word fear. We need to walk victorious and free and let His Word become living waters that flow through us and spring forth life. He is the fountain of living water. All that come to Him will never thirst again. That means He gives us what we need and sustains us. He is our source and our power. He tells us in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest." We need to boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." So as we come into closing, I really want to encourage you through His Word and promises. Philippians 4:13 tells us, "We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us." That is so powerful to me. It reassures me. It's not saying we may be able to, that there are things we can't do. It says we can do all things through Christ. And we really need to get a hold of that and let that be truth that we walk in our life. In Luke chapter 1, verse 37, He says, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." We should use Proverbs 16:3 as a foundation. "Commit thy works unto the Lord, so that our thoughts can be established." That's really saying giving our all to God, so He can keep our mind and He can establish His Word in us, so we can be Word for other people. Many times we're the only Bible that others see. We can teach and we can grow. And we can just share the love of God through His Word. The kind of fear that we do need in our life is a kind of fear that is spoke of in Proverbs, verse 14:27. It says, "The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snare of death." There are so many scriptures of promise and strength to overcome and establish Him as your fountain. It starts at the altar, coming to Him and repenting, asking Jesus into your heart, and making Him Lord of your life. He came to free us and give us life. He told us His peace He leaves with us, and His peace He gives us. "Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not our hearts be troubled, neither be afraid." I encourage you today, don't let fear be a halter. Come to the altar and walk away free and hold on to His Word and really have a fear and a reverence for the Lord, because when you get that fear established in your life, it keeps you walking righteously. It keeps you showing reverence to our Father. You want to live a life that is pleasing unto Him. And hold on to the promises of His Word. I love the scripture in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. "For God tells us, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." My hope today is you will walk away free, bring your fear to the altar, so that it quits being a halter in your life. I pray you will make Him the Lord of your life and find a new, better future and a hope. No longer be haltered because you left your fear at the altar. I wish you all the best in this new year, that God blesses you with a prosperous new year, that you have good health and you have strength, but most of all, that if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, He becomes the Lord of your life. and that He helps you to overcome all these fears. If you want someone to pray with you and you want to learn the Word, I'd be more than glad to say the sinner's prayer with you, to teach you in the Word. I know that it has to be a call put upon your heart. He will tug on your heartstrings. It's something that's not forced. A walk with God is a personal choice, and He can give you the strength to take that first step of faith and to come out and repent, get your sin under the blood, and get that fear behind you, and walk away free. Thank you so much for your time, and God bless you all.
I sing praises to your name. To your join in heaven's praise, singing holy is your name, to the Lamb upon the throne, our Lord the sovereign strong. Mighty are your ways, you're the Ancient of Days, at your throne creation sings, all glory to the King, hallelujah. Throne creation sings all glory to the King, hallelujah. I
That concludes this morning's broadcast here on Reaching Out Radio, where we're reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. We thank you so much for you listening and your support and your prayers. And please continue to check out our homepage for upcoming broadcasts. We have some authors coming on that's going to be sharing about prophetic word. And we have some people that's going to be coming on sharing about mission work. We just want to continue to keep reaching out from every corner of every nation, being a voice, going forth, sharing the gospel. We love you. Remember, God loves you more. And don't back down when God is backing you up. Have a very blessed week ahead. Thank you, and God bless.